Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past. In all my years as a Bruja, there is but one name that I have heard consistently. She is the ancient Greek goddess of witches and magic, crossholds and thresholds. She is the companion and minister to the goddess Persephone during her stay in Hades, a goddess of the underworld, who is also the goddess of night, darkness, ghost, necromancy, and known as the Queen of Shades. She is the controller of all things in nature that are hidden, a protector of warriors, athletes, hunters, horsemen, herdsmen, shepherds, fishermen, and children. The goddess that presides over birth, life, and death. This is the goddess Hecate. Hecate is portrayed throughout ancient Greek art in one of two forms. Either as a single being with a short maiden's robe and hunting boots, as depicted in earlier art, and in later years, in the form of a triple being, whose bodies are back to back in order to be able to watch the crossroads she is known to protect. Hecate always appears with torches and occasionally accompanied by three barking dogs. In later poetry, Hecate is identified with Artemis as part of a three-form goddess in which Selene is the sky, Artemis is the earth, and Hecate is the lower world. In Theognogy from Hesiod, Hecate is declared the daughter of Perseus, who's the titan of destruction, and Asteria, the titaness of falling stars and nighttime divination. Her name, although pronounced in various ways throughout history, is genuinely pronounced either Hecate or Hecate, with an emphasis on the middle. This word comes from the Greek hekatos, which means worker from afar. Beyond this initial information, we do not see Hecate appear as a standalone goddess in early Greek mythology. Hecate is known to have sided with the Olympians against her own Titans during the war that preceded. And following that, she slayed the giant Clytius during the war with the giants that took place immediately after. The ancient myths mention Hecate again during the kidnapping of Persephone, having been the goddess who assisted Demeter with her search after witnessing what happened. Later, Hecate becomes an entrusted companion and minister to Persephone in her time in the underworld. Hecate, being the goddess of magic, had Medea, infamous Medea of Greek mythology, as her primary priestess, and was the one who, in fact, did show Medea how to work magic. According to history, as far back as the 2nd century CE, Common Era, there is a record of a cult to Hecate. Located on the island of Aegina, it is believed that those who were suffering from mental illness could be cured there. Altars to Hecate have also been found in Kos, Samothrace, Thessaly, and Miletos. Now, deity and goddess work is unique to each witch. The rituals you choose and the altars you create come from you. They are a personal path and a personal decision. The following is simply a set of guidelines and common suggestions on how to work with Hecate. Number one, having the supper of Hecate, usually filled with egg cakes, cheese, bread, and dog meat, lit with small torches, small lanterns, and candles. These are generally left at either a threshold or the crossroads for the goddess. Offerings are usually left out during the new moon of every month or on her sacred dates of August 13th and November 30th. The number 13 is the number sacred to the goddess Hecate, and using 13 candles on your altar, using them with care, or decorating with 13 flowers. Having statues or imagery of dogs, or statues or imageries of the goddess in her two forms, the singular form or the triple form, in your altar works as well. Hecate's colors are red and black. Use them in how you dress, your attire, or in your decor. Ultimately, how you work with Hecate is up to you, your comfort level, and your knowledge. On that note, my darlings, I will leave you. Think well on the information I have provided and tell me how you have chosen to work with the goddess Hecate. Until we meet again, remember that the past is abundant with lessons that can help you move forward and craft a bewitching life. Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Bruja. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform and join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.